Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Adam, have you ever had to send a package to South Africa?
Yes.
And how long?
For a while.
Say again?
Not for a while, I admit. It was quite a while ago.
How long
did
it take?
I allow for it?
Yeah.
Well, I actually don't know how long it took, but I did allow a month.
Oh, that's generous. That's very generous.
I got there.
My Christmas
I'm pretty
cards,
sure he got there in time for Christmas.
My Christmas cards from New York, which come par avion.
Yes.
It's gone from like February to like April to like August. And we've just gotten a notice from our post office that, like, because of the travel bans, like, we should expect a 14-day delay. And I'm like, 14 months,
oh,
babe. The only thing surviving the postal service is, like, a brandy cake.
You're sending it by airmail, but what kind of airmail? I mean, is it on an old biplane that has to make 150 stops between you and America? It's entirely, it's on the back of a Sopwith Camel, probably. You know, it's one of those.
Adam, I'm laughing because, I'm sorry, we're going to get to your stories. I'm laughing because one of the most, you know, often there are like viral videos on social media that just remind us of the absolute mess we are in. And because we have to laugh, okay?
Yes, you have to laugh or else you cry. Exactly.
So recently this I think it was Witbank. No, I don't know. Anyway, so there's a post office where some lady's walking through and she goes to the sorting room, you know, behind the post boxes themselves, because somebody, she's their manager and somebody alerted her to like a happenstance back there. And she walks into the bank and they are plucking chickens. They were plucking chickens amidst all of the sorting of mail. Like, they had, like, their own little rural sort of abattoir-esque business happening. Yeah.
Yes.
And she was like, this is absolutely unacceptable. Yeah.
You know, that's called diversification in this modern age.
Okay.
It's also what businesses are meant to do.
I hope so. I hope the ER2, or whatever, your guys' postal service. I mean, I can't imagine Postman Pat doing that. But all right. in Pakistan, things are not looking so great.
Oh, boy. Yeah, this is very upsetting because... this is the death of a man because of what feel like outdated blasphemy laws. In fact, the blasphemy laws in Pakistan have been slightly diluted. The Prime Minister of Pakistan, Imran Khan, took steps about 6 months ago to get rid of an extremist Islamist group who are all about burning people, stoning people, stopping people from doing anything really that they would deem to be blasphemy. In other words, a bit Taliban-like, if you like.
Yeah.
And here we have a mob killing of a Sri Lankan man. He was a factory manager, Priyanta Diawardenaga. And he is a factory manager. And although it's a bit unclear, at this stage it looks like he may have been taking down some posters in order for the building to be cleaned. And among the posters he took down, there may have been one that had the name Muhammad on it, as in the Prophet Muhammad.
Oh, no.
At which point... it's then becomes, you know, whispers and suspicion, and then the anger builds up, and suddenly 100 people or so were attacking this guy, vigilante violence, and ultimately he was burnt alive. And you can imagine Priyanta Diawardenaga's family, Sri Lankan family living in Pakistan, are absolutely aghast. Sri Lanka itself hasn't officially commented, but you can imagine people there are feeling what, you know, is going on with that. And frankly, there are a lot of people in Pakistan who are appalled by it. And indeed, Imran Khan called it a day of shame and that the people will be brought to justice. There have been 100 arrests so far. But that mob violence thing that can happen sometimes... In for righteousness and justice, but perhaps it's, you know, picking on one guy over, you know, Chinese whispers of what he may not have done. Oh, boy.
It's really unfortunate. Okay, because I've now taken all the time on the post office, we're going to stick with that. Talk to me about the Santa shortage.
Yes. Well, from one extreme to the next. Well, of course, it's beginning to look a bit like Christmas, but there might be a little less Saint Nick to go around this year. Obviously, we're not talking about the big guy himself. He's okay, as far as we know. But it's those other Santas, the Santa representatives that you might see in parades, parties, shopping centres, department stores, shopping malls, etc., etc. They may be a little on the short side. Globally, this year, although it sort of begins in America and spreads outwards. There's a company in Texas, for instance, that hires out Father Christmases to America, Europe, the Middle East, and beyond. And they say, well, number one, there were, shall we say, some older, heavier set men who particularly paid dearly during the pandemic. Number two, there are rather a lot of Father Christmases who had such a bad time last year, they've decided to get other jobs. And number three, there is just, generally speaking, increased demand, and some Santas just want time off. So they reckon they've got 10% fewer Santas, 20% are taking time off, and yet demand for the big guy has doubled. So you do the math, as they might say in America. More of us might not be on the nice list this year.
Oh, no.
Although, as I say, it's fine for the actual.
The real Santa's going to be fine. Exactly.
Of course.
Thank goodness.
Otherwise, it's ho, 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 no.
Adam, I can't wait to catch up with you again tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Adam Gilchrist with your worldview.